name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them, scatters them, flees. Because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. Dear saints, last year, the richest man in the world, the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, wrote in an annual letter to shareholders that Amazon will continue to keep growing because customers are divinely discontent. The CEO of Amazon believes that we will never be fully satisfied, that we will always be wanting more, and that we will always think that there is something better. Jeff Bezos believes that he knows us, and I think in part he's quite right. Today is a day in the church that should fully satisfy us. It should leave us with wanting only one thing, and that is to hear more and to believe more fully this one beautiful truth: the Lord is my shepherd. That Jesus is the good shepherd. That should fully satisfy us. That is the only thing that we need to know. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I lack nothing. We should know that. Jesus is the good shepherd. He lays down his life for us. And that even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we should fear no evil. We ought always be thinking that that is the best thing we could possibly hear. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I came to give them life, and that they might have it abundantly. We should be fully satisfied with his voice and the promise that no matter what our eyes are seeing, and that no matter what our body is feeling, we have the good shepherd's voice. We should. We should. We really should. And it's so often good to be reminded of what we should be. And be reminded that we are not yet those things. Jeff Bezos says it's a divine discontentment. We believe it's from the devil, from our own selfish, sinful flesh that isn't satisfied with this one truth. Good Shepherd Sunday teaches us that Jesus is our shepherd, and that makes us then his sheep. That is saying a lot. That is saying that he gives us his voice. That he leads us not by force, but instead by example and by love, by calling us by name, by convincing. Good Shepherd Sunday means that he provides for you, that he protects you, that he is going to seek you until he finds you. Good Shepherd Sunday says that he lays down his life for you and that he has authority to take it up again so that he might continue to protect you and provide you and give you his voice and feed you. Jesus is your good shepherd and you are his sheep. That means, dear saints, that you need him. That you always, always need him. You are a sheep. You cannot provide for yourself. You cannot protect yourself. You are defenseless without your shepherd. You are prone to wandering away. You are prone to going astray. You need him to wash you and to teach you and to feed you and continually lead you by his love and by his example. You cannot make it on your own. You are not smart on your own. You do not live a holy life on your own. You cannot answer for the cruelty and the evil and the murder and the violence in this world on your own, and you cannot answer for the cruelty and the evil and the violence in your own heart on your own. You are a sheep, and you need a shepherd that will constantly be speaking to you and leading you by love and by example and by calling you by name. You need his voice, constantly saying, "Follow me. This way. Trust me. Listen to me. Hear me." Because the way of following Christ, Jesus calls it a difficult way, a narrow way. Just listen to some of the things his voice says to you. Do good to those around you, especially if they are enemies. Love those around you as you yourself have been loved. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Seek reconciliation. Be a peacemaker. Care for those who cannot care for themselves. Be patient with those who go astray. Sacrifice for your husband or for your wife. Receive children in Jesus' name. Honor your father and your mother. Work hard. Speak well of others. Live a sexually pure and decent life in what you say and do. Be patient when you are suffering, and suffer with hope in God and with love for others. And there is one flock. So love the Jesus who is your shepherd, and love the flock that is his one holy Christian church. My wife designed this banner for Harvest Home a couple years ago, and I love its simplicity, and I love its complexity. This year, I particularly liked the variety of the sheep, especially the ones about halfway through on the right side, of two little sheep butting heads with each other. They are fighting. You don't know anybody who fights, do you? There is the complexity that is so wonderful in this banner. There are sheep who are alone. There are sheep who are different colors. There are sheep who have lots of young ones. There are sheep who are butting heads. It is so wonderful when you are that sheep who is butting heads with another sheep, to be reminded that you all have one shepherd, of the simplicity that Jesus calls you his own, that he purchased you, that you belong to him, that there is one shepherd, that there is one flock. Jesus knows you are sheep. He is not surprised when you act like sheep. When you tend to wander away, when you do something stupid, when you fight, when you think you can make it on your own. One of the reasons this banner is so beautifully simple and so beautifully also complex is because that is the story of Jesus as our shepherd, and that is the story of us being his sheep. John chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," is so very simple. You need to know only this truth. Jesus is your shepherd and you are his sheep. But that is so difficult to know because John chapter 10 also has so many complexities. There are thieves, robbers who try and break in and steal. There are strangers whose voice you should not know, but whose voice is so convincing to lure you away from the flock and from the shepherd. There are hired hands who are happy to look after the sheep as long as there is no real threat of danger, but who flee when the wolf comes because they don't really care for the sheep. And there is a wolf who wants to scatter you away from each other and scatter you away from your shepherd. He scatters and then he devours. The command for you to listen to Christ's voice and for him to wash you and to feed you and to protect you and to stay in the flock, to stay in the pastures, it is no childish command. Stay in the flock, dear saints. Love the voice of your shepherd. Don't forget how prone you are to wander away, because there are real dangers out there. Be satisfied with this one promise as you are encountering the valley of the shadow of death and the real dangers and the hired hands and the wolves and the ones who are trying to break in and steal. Be satisfied that Jesus is your good shepherd, that he is so good, and that he is so powerful. That he is so good that he laid down his life as he took upon our sin and our shame and the wolf's strong bite, that we might be protected from what we deserve. And that he is so powerful that he has authority to take his life back up again, to be with you now. That he is so good that he keeps coming to you, his sheep, with his voice, leading you and calling you and calling you by name and saying, come, follow me, even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because the good shepherd is also so powerful, so you should fear no evil. Wolves and strangers and robbers and thieves cannot touch you unless they go through him, and they will not. You are safe within him. You have entered the green pastures through the door of your Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. There is no other way in. Be content with Jesus, who is your shepherd. Listen to his voice and follow him. If he says do this, then try and do it. And if he says believe it, then take him at his word. He is leading you beside still waters, and his goodness and his mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Be satisfied with that. And dear sheep, as I look out upon you today, I know that there are times when you truly are satisfied with that. If the beginning of the sermon was to convince you that we aren't satisfied with that at times, then the end of the sermon will be to convince you that you are satisfied with that at times, and that you have seen that in other Christians as well. And it is beautiful that we have a satisfaction that trusts in Jesus as our good shepherd through some of the darkest times. Through death and sicknesses and murder and hospitalizations that last not days or weeks but months. Through divorces and doctors' reports that are very bad and job losses. Through being deeply sinned against and through pain and through depression. Through families warring and families falling apart. It is through these times that we have seen in other Christians and that we have seen in ourselves that we really do believe that Jesus is good and Jesus is powerful and that Jesus is still leading us, never forsaking us. It is through these times when, through the tears, Christ's sheep confess their great weakness and Jesus' great strength. It is through these tears that we confess with our lips, because we really do believe in our hearts and that we are satisfied with the only thing that will satisfy us in this life, that Jesus is our good shepherd and that he calls us his sheep, that Jesus laid down his life for us and he still bears the scars to prove it. Look at his hands and look at his side. Peace be with you. And that nothing can get to you that is not for your eternal good as well. God gives us words from things like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," so that they might pour forth from broken hearts and quivering lips and confess that it is only by his stripes that we have healing. And today you get to confess and believe and to trust that it is especially in the midst of our enemies that God has prepared a table for us. So take and eat, and take and drink, and be deeply satisfied. Amen.